Blog Talk Radio.
Girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. Want to say good afternoon. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. And as always, 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 got to thank you, my supporters, as my platform continues to build. And it inspires me to know when I have different styles of infallible individuals on the show that has been successful in their crafts. And it inspires me to know when I have touched someone and they just took my advice and started their ideal dream of business. So thank you, thank you, thank you for taking my advice. And as always, I tell people, if you want to be successful, you got to surround yourself around positive energy so you can plan, practice, and focus on your plans and your provision. Remember, this is what the show is all about. It's about inspiring, motivating, and networking in the best possible situation. And I like to get my different celebrities on the show, my business entrepreneurs, you know, people of that nature, so they can inspire you as well. So, guys, remember, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out because this is your life, your dream, your reality. Again, I'm looking for my independent artists to submit your MP3 submissions to opentalk2@yahoo.com so I can get your music on the rotation. Last week on the show, had a rapper, an artist, had a my boy, Single J. He was definitely up in here bouncing with me. Today on the show, got another upcoming artist straight out of Africa, but he lives in Canada now. Got Rimsay up in here, so you definitely got to check out his interview. So also want to say good afternoon to my Los Angeles AV News Clock, Airtime America. Y'all, what's up down there in L.A.? Hope everything is cool down there. You know, our wind and our weather is real nice down here, so you know how it is. But I'm going to switch gears a little bit, going to give you a little dirt, gossip, a little reality. I'm rolling by myself today, but that's all right. My Love and Hip Hop The Reunion, y'all, part two. I know y'all watched it. So, what did y'all think about The Reunion part two? Hit me up at 347-215-6288 if you want to get in the conversation. But however, what y'all feel about Jocelyn unleashing the beast? Jocelyn was cutting up, y'all. She got a hold of Tammy. She got a hold of Mimi. She got a hold to my girl, Althea. And then Stevie J was just all over the place. You know, I was just a little disappointed with them, y'all. I thought they were going to be a little better than that little classic. But again, y'all, remember, this is reality TV. And we're going to get a dose of a little everything. Y'all, what about Dawn? She is like the manager. She kind of confirmed that my girl Jocelyn is on drugs or that she's doing drugs. But I don't know. I'd rather do a drug test and stuff to see if that's going to happen. I can't wait to see what's going on next season. But when is Jocelyn going to be back? I don't think Jocelyn coming back, y'all. Word on the street is she tried to fight Mona Scott Young and I think she fired her, so we definitely got to hold that down and see what's going on. Then you got part three coming up next Monday, so we definitely got to check that out. So make sure y'all email me or you call me live so we can talk about the part three. Y'all, what happened with my girls on Atlanta Exes? It was good, y'all, last night. It was drama-free. The girls bonded. I thought that was so awesome, y'all. I love to see them all together, but if you notice, next week, something jumping off again. So, my little Tori Hoy, y'all, she's a little firecracker. I like little Tori. But definitely got to hold them down. I got my Preachers of L.A. coming out Wednesday night. So got to see what my boy Dietrich is up to. Yeah, that's my boo. I love Dietrich. And Pastor Jay, ooh, and Ron Triple OG Gibson. Ooh, y'all, that's my boy. That's my boy. He definitely hold it down. I say, I'm going to give y'all blast from the past. And when I come back, going to have my artist right here in the studio. So definitely check that out. Don't move. You're hanging with your girl, Cindy, at Open Talk 2, right here on Open Talk 2. Now, you know, I'm partnered with NowHipHop.com, so I deserve now. Then I got to say them too, so I'm with NowHipHop.com. Y'all definitely got to check my shows out over there. You want to be interviewed, you want to get on the show, y'all got to hit me up at OpenTalk2Yahoo.com so I can hook y'all up. So hold tight. Don't move. Be right back. Here's your blast from the past.
All right. We'll be right back.
show, got a hot artist straight from Africa, but he's now in Canada. Ladies, you better watch him because he's coming for you. Got on the show today, got Sim J. What's going on, Mr. Sim J?
Hey, chilling, chilling.
You chilling, chilling?
I'm out here in Ottawa.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Tell the listeners a little bit about yourself. Who is Sim J?
Well, I'm basically a 22-year-old rapper and producer.
Okay.
And I've been, I've been blessed to not being able to, notice, and live the genocide of Rwanda, because where my dad is coming from, it's like his tribal is Rwandese. His tribal is Rwandese.
How long have you been in the States? How long have you been here?
Well, I live in Kentucky, Missouri.
For
about I would say a year. But I was only 2 years old. I don't even remember it.
Okay. So, let me ask you this. What did you to get into the music industry? What inspired you to start rapping at 2 or 7 years old?
What inspires me is when I first heard, songs like Tupac, like Hail Mary. I was really too young, and I was really like I was feeling his vibe, and I was understandable that he was talking about some real stuff. And in my country, it was happening real stuff too, like embargo and civil war, and all those emotions got into me, and they made me think of I have to do something to tell the world what we're going through in my country and all that.
Okay, so that's what kind of music you grew up listening to, Tupac and Hail Mary and all them. That's what kind of inspired you.
Yeah, well, there's also African artists like Chancho Amisi from Bujumbura. That's the capital of my country. There's also, I would say, Jay-Z, T.I., Eminem, and I can't forget also Yo Gotti.
Okay. Now I'm down with T.I. I love T.I.
Yeah.
That's my boy right there. Well, let me ask you, if you can collaborate with any artist, who would you want to work with?
B.O.B. because of his positive messages.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
Are you working on any current projects right now? Are you in the studio or anything?
Yeah, I'm actually dropping a mixtape called Kill That Shit Mixtape Part 3, and it's basically dropping on thatpiff.com August 15th.
Okay, cool.
This Friday.
This Friday. Okay, well tell me, what inspired you to write the song Ride or Believe? What was your inspiration behind those two joints?
Well, especially for the song I Believe, my inspiration was basically for the people that really want to listen to good music.
Okay.
Just listen to I Believe, and my inspiration was I see a lot of artists out there. They don't really think of ways saying positive stuff in music. Not that I'm saying. There's also negative stuff in life, but we should just focus on the positive.
That's true. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Well, let me ask you, what does hip-hop mean to you?
Well, hip-hop is basically a way of speaking your mind and freely, and also delivering message to people, not necessarily to your own people, but to the people in the world in general, and let them know that what you're relieving, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that's going to relate to that.
That's right. That's true. Well, let me to ask you this. What words of wisdom would you share to the younger generation, or I guess just anybody that's trying to get into this music industry? Well, I know it's a tough industry to get in. It's a lot of competition. It's a lot of got going on.
What words of wisdom would you share from your perspective to give others encouragement to get into the industry?
Well, what I would say is don't give up on your dream no matter what you've been through, no matter what people are saying that you can't do it or you're not good enough. But don't give up and follow your dreams, and I'm sure it's going to happen.
That's true. I like that. I like that. And, you know, another thing I like to tell a young artist that's coming up, to me, it's all about the passion. You've got to have that passion and that drive in order to make your music successful or make, you know, just to be positive in the industry, to me. You've got to have that passion.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Right. That's right. So, I don't know. But thank you, Sim J, for taking the time to call the show today. And we are definitely going to be looking for you, sir.
And I'll be always ready to do another one if the opportunity comes forward.
Oh, I got you. And you know what? So when you get big, don't forget about the little people. Don't forget that you had your interview with me, okay?
No, I can't.
All righty. Thank you for calling the show.
All right.
Again, that was Sim J, y'all. He is a cutie pie, so definitely check him out. He has 4 joints out. He has Sometimes, he has Rise, he has Believe, and he has Suspect featuring Rascal. I'm going to drop those joints today, so definitely check him out. Let's support him on him. Find him on Twitter. All right. Thanks for listening.
All right, y'all. Hope you enjoyed the interview with my Sim J. Y'all, he is a cool little dude, y'all. Hey, he going to make some things move, so y'all definitely got to check him out. Y'all got to check him out. So, y'all, thank y'all for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. I'll be back next Tuesday at 6:30, y'all. Gonna have my love and hip-hop. Gonna have my girl Carly Red up in here. So definitely stay tuned and check her out. Also, lined up, we're going to possibly have Big Freedia, y'all. She's going to be up in here with me. So y'all definitely got to stay rolling with me this month. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Twitter. Like me at Facebook at Open Talk 2. Again, you got any ideas, stories you want to share, y'all email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. And again, my independent artists, y'all hit me up so I can get your music on the rotation at opentalk2@yahoo.com. And thank you for the ones who have been sending me your MP3 submissions. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, lastly, want to send a congrats shout out to my Houston, Texas, my 99, the SWAT, J. Watt, on that big payday. You know what, Big J? You know, if you're looking for a girlfriend, hit me up. That $100 million looking good right about now. Again, congratulations to my J.J. Watts, my Houston, Texans, y'all. That's what I'm talking about. You know what? I need to probably go up there to camp, football camp. So let me hurry up and hang up with y'all so I can get to the football camp or whatever I need to do. So, all right, y'all. Have a good one, and I'm out of here.
It's real niggas rocking with real niggas behind us. We do it for the real on the real, I'ma be honest, okay. Your honor. Hey, for this gift, I'ma plead the fifth.